Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Sarabjit Kaur with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveils multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees in Varanasi. Prime Minister also inaugurates R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital at his parliamentary constituency, says government will add 75,000 more medical seats in next 5 years to further strengthen country's healthcare infrastructure. BJP releases first list of 99 candidates for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Delhi Police registers FIR in connection with explosion in Rohini this morning. Met Department predicts heavy rainfall over Karnataka and central Maharashtra tomorrow. Severe cyclonic storm Dana expected to make a landfall in Orissa coast on Thursday morning. In sports, first ever international marathon held at Srinagar in Kashmir Valley. And in hockey, Indian junior men's team beat Great Britain 6-4 in group stage match of Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare and tourism, among other sectors, have been presented to Varanasi today, which will not only improve quality of life of the people, but also create employment opportunities for the youth.
Hazaron crore rupiye ke projects ka shilanyas aur lokarpan hua hai. Inme desh aur UP ke vikas ki उसको नई ऊंचाई देने वाले प्रोजेक्ट भी हैं. आज यूपी, बिहार, पश्चिम बंगाल, एमपी और छत्तीसगढ़ में अलग अलग एयरपोर्ट्स का शुभारंभ हुआ है. इसमें बाबतपुरा एयरपोर्ट के अलावा आगरा और सहारनपुर का सरसावा एयरपोर्ट भी शामिल है.
Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years with objectives of improving services for the people and generating jobs for the youth through investments. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who was also present at the event, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for presenting this Diwali gift of development to the people. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudham Temple and beautification and redevelopment of parks. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Jagadguru Sri Shankara Vijendra Saraswati Swamigal of Kachi Kamkoti Peet, Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country.
Desh mein doctoron ki kami ko dur karne ke liye beete dashak mein medical ki hazaron nayi seaten jodi gayi hain. अब हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले 5 साल में 75,000 और सीटें जोड़ी जाएगी.
The Prime Minister listed out various initiatives of the central government in healthcare, providing cheap and affordable treatment to people. He cited the establishment of over 5,500 Ayushman Arogya temples in Purvanchal in the last 10 years, which have made medicines more affordable, reducing average spending on drugs by 25%. During the event, the Kanchi Shankaracharya lauded Prime Minister Modi's developmental efforts.
Netrotsava, Netraka Utsava, Dekhne ko bhi Utsava hai, Aankhon ka Chikitsa ka bhi karne ka ye seva ka bahut mahatvapurna karyakram hai. Abhi 16 अस्पताल एक राज्य का एक अस्पताल जैसे ये कार्यक्रम हो रहा है. लाखों उससे लाभान्वित हो रहे हैं. अभी 17वां ये शुरुआत है. ये एक सत्र है.
यूनियन हेल्थ मिनिस्टर जगत प्रकाश नड्डा हैज सेड द गवर्नमेंट इज टेकिंग नेसेसरी स्टेप्स टू इंश्योर हाई क्वालिटी एंड अफोर्डेबल हेल्थ केयर फैसिलिटीज टू ऑल. Addressing the Bihar and Jharkhand Medical Forum Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda highlighted that government is committed to implementing a comprehensive health policy that provides holistic, inclusive, preventive, curative and rehabilitative care to all. The minister said the two states have taken significant leap in preventive health care in the past few years. BJP has released the first list of 99 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will contest from Nagpur South West Assembly seat, while Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the party candidate from Kamti. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Elections to the 288-member State Assembly will be held in a single phase on 20th of next month. Counting of votes will take place on 23rd of November. For Jharkhand Assembly elections, 70 seats will be shared by Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and the Congress under the INDIA block seat-sharing formula, while 11 seats will be given to RJD and CPI-ML. In Jharkhand, illegal materials and cash worth over 3 crore 15 lakh rupees have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of assembly elections. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar stated that authorities have been instructed to strictly enforce the model code of conduct. According to the guidelines of the commission, individuals are allowed to carry up to 50,000 rupees during the election period. In Bihar, the opposition Grand Alliance has announced its candidates for the upcoming by-election in 4 assembly seats. According to the seat-sharing formula, RJD will contest Imamganj, Belaganj and Ramgarh seat, whereas CPI-ML will contest Tarari seat. On the other hand, NDA has also declared its candidates for all 4 seats of the by-election. JDU is to contest from Belaganj and Hindustani Awam Morcha from Imamganj seat. Yesterday, BJP had declared its nominees for Tarari and Ramgarh assembly segments. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. The Delhi Police has registered a FIR in connection with an explosion outside a Central Reserve Police Force CRPF school in Rohini area of the national capital this morning. The police, in a statement, said the case was filed at Prashant Vihar Police Station. Police confirmed that an investigation is underway. On receiving a call about the explosion, a Delhi police team reached the spot where they found the school wall damaged. No one was injured in the incident. Teams from multiple agencies, including the National Investigation Agency, National Security Guard, visited the site. Meanwhile, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has said that a multi-agency probe is underway. In a social media post, he said that he is keeping a constant watch on the progress of investigation. Mr. Saxena also urged people to remain calm. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the International Workshop on Modern Technologies in Survey Resurvey for Urban Land Records in New Delhi tomorrow. The primary objective of the workshop is to showcase global best practices in urban land record modernization, present applicable technological solutions, and facilitate pilot project planning for selected urban areas. Odisha will host the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas in Bhuvaneshwar from 8th to 10th of January next year. Minister Mohan Charan Manji has approved a proposal in this regard sent by the Union Ministry of External Affairs. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, many union ministers and Odisha Chief Minister, among other dignitaries, are scheduled to attend the event. The death toll in Israeli strikes in the city of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza has reached 87. More than 40 persons are injured. The Strip's Hamas-run authority said the death toll may rise as rescue operations are underway. Israel has said it is checking reports of casualties and accused Palestinian group Hamas of sharing exaggerated figures. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Israel also resumed airstrikes on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah in Beirut's southern suburbs, with residents in Haret Harik and Hadat ordered to evacuate earlier today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that a low-pressure area is likely to form over the east central Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Andaman Sea during the next 24 hours. It has also forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and South Interior Karnataka during the next 3 days. It has also predicted heavy rainfall over Karnataka and Madhya Maharashtra tomorrow. IMD Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra said the cyclonic storm will form over the east central Bay of Bengal by Wednesday and will make a landfall with a wind speed of 100 to 120 kilometers per hour along the Orissa and West Bengal coasts on Thursday.
The intensity will continuously increase, and maximum intensity as predicted today will be about 100 to 120 kilometers per hour wind speed over North Bay of Bengal on 24th. Under its influence, the sea condition is at present rough over Andaman Sea, and wind speed gradually increasing from 40 kilometers per hour to 120 kilometers per hour will be dangerous for the shipping community. Tourists should not venture into sea from Andaman Islands during this period.
Meanwhile, Orissa is preparing for the potential impact of severe cyclonic storm Dana, which is expected to make a landfall on Thursday morning. The state government is taking comprehensive measures to ensure the safety of residents in coastal districts. More details from our correspondent.
October has been a month when severe cyclonic storms have hit Odisha coast. Since 1999, Odisha has faced 9 cyclones, two of them being very disastrous, Phailin in 2013 and Fani in 2019. Again, this October, Odisha is bracing up to face another possible severe cyclonic storm, Dana. National Disaster Management Authority and Odisha State Disaster Management Authority teams have been alerted for the possible severe cyclonic storm. The IMD has predicted coastal districts of Odisha to experience heavy rainfalls on Wednesday, while the entire state will experience very heavy rainfalls on Thursday and Friday. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Kashmir Valley hosted the first ever international marathon in Srinagar today. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah flagged off the marathon from Polo View in the city this morning. Over 1,700 runners from across the country and 12 foreign nations participated in 42 kilometers full marathon and 21 kilometers half marathon. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha felicitated the winners of the marathon. He said the record tourist arrival in the last few years stands as a testimony to the peace, progress and prosperity in the region.
Pradhan Mantri ji ne Jammu Kashmir mein infrastructure aur Jammu Kashmir ki shanti ke prayas ko manzil aur muqam tak pahunchaya hai. Wo bahut bada karan hai jiske karan aaj Srinagar ki dharti par ye marathon karaya ja saka hai. Ki aaj 12 deshon ke लोग आकर के इस मैराथन में हिस्सा लिए हैं. आने वाले वर्षों में जम्मू कश्मीर स्पोर्ट्स और टूरिज्म दोनों क्षेत्रों में फेवरेट डेस्टिनेशन के रूप में उभरे, इसका हर प्रयास किया जा रहा है.
In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated Great Britain 6-4 in the group stage match of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia today. Dilraj Singh and Sharda Anand Tiwari scored 2 goals each for the team, while other goals came through sticks of Mohammad Konein Dad and Manmeet Singh. In cricket, New Zealand have set a target of 159 runs for South Africa in the Summit Clash of Women's T20 World Cup at Dubai. Put into bat, New Zealand posted 158 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveils multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees in Varanasi. Prime Minister also inaugurates R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital at his parliamentary constituency, says government will add 75,000 more medical seats in next 5 years to further strengthen country's healthcare infrastructure. BJP releases first list of 99 candidates for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Delhi Police registers FIR in connection with explosion in Rohini this morning. Met Department predicts heavy rainfall over Karnataka and central Maharashtra tomorrow. In sports, first ever international marathon held in Srinagar in Kashmir Valley. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.